Chapter 4. A Surprise Attack. "But I don't understand," cried Thomas, the historian. "I had it in my bag. You saw it." He looked at Professor Toledo, paralyzed with fear. The professor looked at Thomas with irritation. "What an irresponsible idiot," he was thinking. "I can't believe this. The people at the museum will be furious." The two men were talking to two policemen at Heathrow Airport. They discovered that the Pintadera was missing soon after they arrived in London. "Did you leave the bag at any time?" asked one of the policemen. "No," said Thomas. "It was with me the whole time." "What about on the plane?" asked the policeman. "Was the bag above you or under the seat?" "No," said Thomas. "I held it in my arms." "Did you fall asleep on the plane?" he asked. Thomas and the professor looked at each other. "Yes, we were very tired," explained Professor Toledo. "We got up very early this morning to get to the airport on time." The policeman thought this was important. They decided that somebody stole the Pintadera while the men were asleep on the plane. "Describe this object for us, please, sir," said one of the policemen. Thomas described the size and the shape of the Pintadera and the sun image made of triangles and circles. "It's very old and very special for the Canary Islands," he said. "And it's very valuable." "Who did you sit next to on the plane?" the policeman asked. Thomas tried to remember. "It was a girl. She was quite young, maybe about 20," he said. "She had dark hair and a red bag."
"Okay," said the policeman. "We have to find this woman. Then I think we'll find your Pintadera."
Carlotta finally arrived at her sister's house, and Maria was very pleased to see her. The beautiful baby was asleep. Carlotta wanted to wake her up and play with her. The two sisters talked for a long time about life in Gran Canaria and London. Maria was very tired. She didn't get much sleep at night because of the baby, but she was very happy with her sweet daughter. Soon baby Claudia woke up and the two sisters went for a walk. Maria pushed the big pram down the long street towards the park. There was no more rain and the sun was starting to shine. Carlotta loved being with her sister. She realized how much she missed her. They reached a pedestrian crossing and waited for the green light to cross the road. Lots of cars were driving along the road in front of them. A dirty old car approached them slowly. The car stopped in front of the sisters, and a young man got out. His face was pale, and Carlotta could see that he was carrying a knife. Carlotta wanted to scream, but she didn't want to frighten Maria and the baby.
"Give me your bag," said the man in an aggressive voice.
Maria looked at him and also saw the knife. Carlotta put her hand to her mouth in shock.
"Give me your bag now," shouted the man.
Then he saw Carlotta's red bag on the pram. He grabbed it quickly. The sisters were so surprised they didn't try to stop him. The attacker ran back to the car and drove away quickly. Maria started to cry. Then baby Claudia started to cry too. Carlotta was too surprised to cry. She was also very angry with herself. "Why did I leave my bag on the pram?" she thought. "That was really stupid of me. Why didn't I carry it like I usually do?" "You were tired and not thinking clearly. But are you okay?" asked her sister, giving Carlotta a hug. "At least he didn't hurt us or the baby." Maria started to take Claudia from the pram. "Hey, what's this?" she said suddenly. She showed her sister a small brown object. "It looks like a Pintadera. I remember making these at school in Gran Canaria." Why was it in Claudia's pram?
asked Carlotta, confused.
I don't know, said Maria. Maybe it fell from your bag when that man took it.
Really?
Said Carlotta. But what was it doing there? I never saw it before in my life. Why was it in my bag? Who put it there?
I don't know. It's a mystery, said Maria.
I'm really sorry, Carlotta. What a horrible start to your holiday in London.